Back in the late 1930s, the tunes of a hand crank record player often drifted down the halls at 508 Park Avenue. Within these Art Deco zigzag modern walls, blues legend Robert Johnson, singing cowboy Gene Autry, and countless others made their mark. Right now, you're hearing Bob Wills' Keep Knocking, which was recorded here in 1938.
It was a very interesting time in the history of Dallas.
Alan Governor's a music historian and the president of Documentary Arts, a Dallas nonprofit. In all, he says, more than 843 songs have rung through 508 Park's halls.
Blues, early country, western swing, the hot fiddle bands. There was also a number of Mexican recordings that were done here.
508 Park was built in 1929 as a Warner Brothers exchange building, where movies were screened and distributed. A subsidiary called Brunswick Radio operated on the third floor as a recording studio through the 30s.
Many buildings like this have been bulldozed away for other development.
Last month, three nearby century-old buildings were demolished on Elm Street. 5 years ago, 508 Park survived its own teardown effort. Today, the building is host to dozens of construction workers. Most are outside laying new concrete where chipped sidewalks and mud pits once dominated the landscape. The city deemed 508 Park a historic landmark, and 3 years ago, a neighbor, First Presbyterian Church, bought it with a distinct vision.
Restore this building and turn it into an asset to our programming and also to the community at large, and safeguard this musical gem.
That's Reverend Bruce Buchanan. The church plans to spend $13 million to transform 508 Park to Encore Park. Opening this weekend is an outdoor concert amphitheater, a sculpture wall, and a community garden. Eventually, Encore Park will house an event space, film screenings, history exhibits, and an art studio. Plus, there will be a rooftop terrace with a view of the downtown skyline's signature flying horse, Pegasus. Brad Oldham's a member of First Presbyterian and one of the artists behind the project.
It's going to galvanize this community, and yeah, just Encore Park is going to be a great part of Dallas.
The park's crew hopes the whole venue will be open in 2016. There are already plans for a bar mitzvah. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.